Right. So Lakers fans, you just saw the first L of the season.
Yeah.
Tough one to swallow, especially after that hot start against the Suns. But hey, that's why we're here, right? We're going to break down exactly what went wrong, why that bench is looking like a ghost town out there, and what moves the Lakers could make to fix it.
Yeah, got to look at those trade rumors.
We've got some serious post-game analysis to dig through, so let's dive in.
Well, it's easy to go straight to doom and gloom after a loss, but let's start positive.
Yeah, let's do it.
The Lakers were up 26-8 in the first. AD was unstoppable inside. Rui was hitting everything.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful basketball for a while there. It felt like old times.
Right.
But then second quarter hits and it all goes sideways.
You know, what's interesting is the Suns didn't even play that well in the second. Lakers just went ice cold.
Yeah.
Only put up 14 points. You've had a scoring drought like that. It's going to kill any momentum. It doesn't matter how good your D is.
And then there's KD. I mean, what do you even do when he's in that zone?
Right.
He was just picking on Gabe Vincent in those final minutes.
You can't handle that size difference. It was like playground ball, just picking on the little guy.
Yeah.
You got to give Redick credit, though. In the postgame, he owned up to it.
Yeah, he did.
He said he should have adjusted the defense sooner, gotten Durant away from Vincent.
It's good to see a coach taking accountability like that, especially a rookie head coach. But who knows? Even if he had adjusted sooner, Suns have so many weapons.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup for sure. The Lakers have a solid starting four. LeBron, AD, Rui, and Reeves.
It's true.
But that fifth spot, it's a problem.
Oh, it's a problem.
And it's not just this one game, right?
Yeah.
His bench issue's been there for a while.
It's like trying to, I don't know, bake a cake with all the best ingredients, but you forgot the baking powder. It's not going to rise.
Mm-hmm.
And the bench scoring against Phoenix, I mean, it was practically non-existent.
8 points total from the bench.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's not like Max Christie and Gabe Vincent aren't capable.
No, no.
They just look so lost on offense.
They're hesitant to shoot, even when they have wide open looks. They both play solid D, but if they can't provide some kind of spark on offense, it's going to be a long season.
So what's the solution here? Is it time to hit the panic button? Blow out the roster.
Panic button, not yet. But it's definitely time to start, you know, looking at some options. And luckily, the trade market's heating up.
Okay, so you're saying there's hope. Because right now, this bench situation feels like a dumpster fire. Give me some names, some potential saviors.
All right, hold on. Let's break it down. The Lakers, they desperately need a defensive-minded guard. Someone who can lock down those opposing players. And hey, maybe even hit a three-pointer every now and then.
So basically, we need like a younger, healthier Alex Caruso. Prodigal son returns.
A Lakers fan can dream, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, though, Caruso would be the perfect fit. Knows the system, fans love him, and he's exactly that gritty defender they need. Problem is, the Bulls aren't letting him go.
Okay, so Caruso's a long shot. Who else is out there?
Well, one intriguing name is DeAnthony Melton.
Okay.
He's with the Warriors right now, but if they start struggling, he could be available. Melton's a tenacious defender, and he's shown some real offensive potential. The question is, can he thrive in an off-ball role? You know, like what the Lakers need.
Interesting. So, bit of a gamble, but potentially a high reward. Any other names on your list?
How about a familiar face? Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
He's had his injury troubles, but if he can get back to his pre-injury form, he could be a great fit.
Lonzo's got the playmaking skills and the defensive instincts, that's for sure. But yeah, health is a big question mark.
Exactly. It's a risk, but a calculated one. If he can stay healthy, Lonzo could be that missing piece for the Lakers. Another option, and hear me out on this one, Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown.
He's versatile, can defend multiple positions, and he's a proven winner.
Brown's an interesting choice. Didn't he have knee surgery, though?
Yeah, he's still recovering. But that could actually work in the Lakers' favor. His value might be lower because of the injury, meaning they could get him for a steal.
Okay, I'm starting to see the logic here. We're bargain hunting for a diamond in the rough.
Exactly. Now, one more name. And this one's a little outside the box. Walker Kessler.
Wait, Kessler. He's a center, right. We're already set in the front court with AD.
Think about it, though. Kessler's a defensive beast. He can protect the rim, rebound like crazy, and he wouldn't need the ball on offense. Imagine him and AD together, an impenetrable wall in the paint.
Whoa, I'm picturing it's terrifying. Opposing teams would have zero chance scoring inside.
Right. It's unconventional, but it could be a game changer. Let's be realistic, though. Any of these trades are going to be tough to pull off.
Yeah. Contender swaps are rare, and the Lakers don't have a ton of assets to, you know, throw around.
Their draft capital is limited, thanks to some past trades, and they can't afford to take on any big contracts. But hey, that's what Rob Pelinka gets paid for, right? To work his magic and find a way to improve this team.
Speaking of things that need improvement, let's talk about LeBron for a second.
Yeah.
His performance against Phoenix was, well, it was rough.
3 for 14 from the field.
Yeah.
His worst shooting night in over 17 years. Almost broke his double-digit scoring streak. You know, the one that's been running for over 1,200 games.
I know. It's like witnessing Superman lose his powers.
Yeah.
Turns out he was battling some kind of bug since Friday.
But
true to form, LeBron didn't make any excuses.
That's LeBron for you. Consummate professional. Still, it's a reminder that he is not invincible. He's turning 40 this year. Father Time is undefeated.
All right, before we get too depressed about LeBron's mortality, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the coaching situation.
Okay.
What's your take on Redick's coaching style so far?
Yeah.
Because, honestly, he's been a bright spot in all of this.
Yeah, you know, what I find interesting is his emphasis on process over results. He said multiple times he wants the Lakers to be a process-oriented team, focusing on the fundamentals, making smart decisions, regardless of the outcome.
And you can see that philosophy in action, even in the loss to the Suns.
Yeah.
Redick praised the team's effort, their execution, even though they didn't get the W.
He's building a culture of accountability, which is something this team desperately needed. He's not afraid to call out mistakes, even from star players like LeBron.
Yeah. And the players seem to respect that. They've talked about his communication style,
yeah,
his ability to connect with them on a personal level. Plus, you can't deny that the offense looks way more fluid this year.
Oh, yeah.
The ball movement is crisper. Players just seem more comfortable within the system.
It's night and day from last season's offense. You know, that stagnant, predictable offense. And a lot of that improvement has to do with Redick's ability to unlock the potential of players like Rui Hachimura.
Rui's been a revelation this season. Mm-hmm. 20 points, 10 rebounds against Phoenix. The guy is playing like a man possessed.
Redick simplified his role, you know, focusing on his strengths, cutter, finisher around the rim. Essentially gave Rui a clear set of responsibilities. Shoot when open, attack closeouts, crash the offensive glass, cut along the baseline.
And Rui has thrived within that framework. It's a testament to both Redick's coaching and Rui's willingness to buy in.
Yeah, perfect example of the right coaching elevating a player's game. And who knows, maybe Redick can work his magic on some of those bench players too.
Okay, so we've talked about the loss, the bench problem, potential trade targets, LeBron's declining powers. It's been a roller coaster of emotions.
It has.
Where do we go from here? What's the overall takeaway for you?
The Lakers are at a crossroads. They have a championship caliber starting lineup, but that bench is a serious liability. They got to find a way to improve their depth, whether it's trades, player development, maybe even a shift in coaching strategy.
A shift in strategy. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
A shift in strategy. What do you mean by that?
Well, what if instead of trying to find that elusive fifth starter, the Lakers embrace a more fluid approach? You know, utilize different lineup combinations depending on the opponent.
Okay.
The game situation.
So basically, ditch the traditional starting five and just go with whoever's hot that night.
Not exactly. It's more about being adaptable. Right. Using the depth of the roster to their advantage. Imagine Redick deploying a small ball lineup with LeBron at center for a faster pace.
Okay.
Or a defensive-minded unit featuring Caruso, Vincent Vanderbilt to lock down a high-scoring opponent.
That's a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
It would certainly keep opponents on their toes. It would allow the Lakers to adapt to different styles of play.
Mm-hmm.
But could Redick pull it off?
It would require, you know, a high level of trust in his players.
Yeah.
And a willingness to experiment. But Redick has already shown he's not afraid to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, the current bench situation, it demands a creative solution.
It does. Okay, I'm on board with this fluid lineup concept. But even if Redick goes that route,
yeah,
the Lakers still need those bench players to step up.
Right.
Christie, Vincent, they got to find their offensive rhythm and fast.
Absolutely. Player development's going to be crucial. Redick and his staff need to work closely with those young guys, help them build some confidence, refine their skills.
So it sounds like you're saying there's no magic bullet here.
Nope.
The Lakers need a multifaceted approach. Explore the trade market, develop the young players, and be willing to try new strategies.
You got it. It's not going to be easy. But the Lakers have the talent and the coaching to turn things around. Remember, it's a long season. One loss, even a disappointing one, doesn't define a team.
That's a good point. It's easy to overreact after a loss, but it's important to keep things in perspective. The Lakers have a lot to figure out, but they also have a lot to work with.
Exactly. I mean, they have LeBron James, crying out loud. The guy's a basketball savant.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a young, innovative coach in Redick who's not afraid to challenge the status quo.
You know, you're right. This Lakers team, it's full of potential, even with the bench struggles. It's going to be a wild ride this season. I have a feeling it's going to be an exciting one.
I'm with you on that. So to answer your original question, what does the future hold for the Lakers? I think it's wide open. They could flame out spectacularly, or they could into how they respond to these early challenges.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. Until next time.
And to you listening, remember, don't hit that panic button just yet. The Lakers still have plenty of time to turn things around. And who knows, maybe this early season adversity will be the spark they need to ignite a championship run.